We continue on Samaches Amid Aleph, four lines down from the top. We left off discussing a machlokas tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon about the status of nosein tam lifgam, if an item causes that is mixed into the food causes it to be ruined. The item, according to Rabbi Shimon, now becomes automatically permissible. According to Rabbi Meir, it's still going to be usur unless we said it was a srucha meikara, because it's so inedible, it's basically considered afra ba'alma. But generally speaking, according to Rabbi Meir, nosein tam lefgam is still going to be usur. And the reason for that is he learns it out from Gi'ulei Ovid Kochavim, from Klei Midyan, that they were required to kasher all of the items from the Midyanim after they took won the war and took all their spoils, even though it was 24 hours later, presumably. So after 24 hours, it's nosein tam lefgam. Rashi says just one night is nosein tam lefgam. Nevertheless, he says it's still a problem. You have to kasher it. Clearly, nosein tam lefgam is usur. And Rabbi Shimon was meikel. He said no. For various reasons, he understood that it was not an issue. Nosein tam lefgam is going to be mutter. So now Ula comes along and tries to minimize the machlokas between, or the scope of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and he says as follows: Amar Ula machlokas shehishbiach ulubasof pogem apal pogem meikara diriyah kol mutter. Says Ula, the only time Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon really argue is only if the food that gets mixed into the other dish first enhances it, and then it eventually is ruined. But if the item which gets mixed into the dish from the outset ruins the dish, even Rabbi Meir, who generally says nosein tam lefgam is usur, he would agree that nosein tam lefgam is mutter as well. So we've just narrowed the scope. That's Ula's approach. Tosfos does point out that if we're taking Ula's approach to understanding Rabbi Meir, then now Rabbi Meir is distinguishing between whether the item first enhanced the food and then only afterwards it ruined the food, as opposed to if it ruined the food from the beginning. Says Tosfos, that doesn't fit in with the idea of Klei Midyan. If he's learning the whole idea of nosein tam lefgam from Klei Midyan, it shouldn't make a difference whether it first enhances the food or it's to the detriment right away. What difference does it make? Either nosein tam lefgam is mutter or nosein tam lefgam is usur. There is no distinction between the two. So if we're taking Ula's approach, we'd have to throw away the whole svara, or the source, the makor, is no longer from Klei Midyan. Rather, the svara is his own logic. That's what Tosfos writes. So this is Ula's approach to understanding the minimizing the scope of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, and then we're going to have in a little bit Rabbi Yochanan, who's going to expand the scope of the machlokas. So again, Ula says the machlokas is only when the item mixed into the dish initially enhances it and then it ruins it. But if it ruins it from the outset, even Rabbi Meir would be mutter, would be mekel and say it's mutter. Eisvei Rav Chaga l'Ula. So Rav Chaga says, wait a second, Ula, well, I have a problem. Yain shenafal l'soch hadashim v'chomet shenafal l'soch grisin asar Rabbi Shimon matir. Ve'ahacha tupoga me'ikarahu upligi. We have a brisa. The brisa talks about wine that falls into lentils or vinegar that falls into another dish, and we say it's asar. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Well, what are we talking about? This is a machlokas between the Tanakama, or Stam Mishnah would be Rabbi Meir, and you have Rabbi Shimon saying it's mutter. Well, what are they arguing about? Wine falls into lentils, and it's going to be usur. Why should it be usur? Well, presumably, it's nosein tam lefgam, and nosein tam lefgam is going to be usur. And what is this case, though? This isn't just a case of when it enhanced the dish first and then it ruined it. The Ha'acha says the Gemara, it was Poge Meikara. It ruined the food right away, and nevertheless, Rabbi Meir still says that the dish is Asr. Nosein Tam Lefgam is Asr. How can you tell me then, Ula, that Nosein Tam Lefgam, if it's Poge Meikara, is Mutter, according to Rabbi Meir? So Amar Ula says, wait a second, Chaga. It says, Chaga lo meida yada mai kamri rabbanan. What, Chaga, you forgot what the rabbis say? Tiyufta kamosiv. You're going to try to ask me a question and ask me a bam kasha? This isn't a bam kasha. This is a silly question. We already know the answer. Hacha b'mayaskinan, kigon shenafal asoch grisin tsoninin v'hirsicham. We're talking about a case where the wine or the chometz fell into the dish cold, and then it was heated up afterwards, and we've already established last off, nasa kamishi shbiachul basof pogim. That's similar to enhancing the food initially and then ruining it. So why is there a machlokas in that Mishnah? The machlokas is there because they're talking about a case of mashbiachul basof pogim. But pogim meikara, says Ula, even Rabbi Meir would agree, no Saint Tam Lafkam is going to be mutter. So that's Ula's Shita, under narrowing the scope of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon regarding Nosin Tam Lifgam. But comes Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bepoge Meikara Machlokas. No, the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is by Poge Meikara, from when the food was to the detriment of the dish at the outset. Still machlokas, Rabbi Meir is still going to say Nosin Tam Lafgam is usur. So now the Gemara asks, Iboilhu, just a little side question, Iboilhu, Bepogim Meikara Machlokas, Aval Hishbiachul Basof Pogim Divrei Kol Usur, or Dilma Bein Buzu Machlokas? The Gemara asks, just out of curiosity, if we're saying that the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon is when it was Pogim Meikara, that Rabbi Meir still believes that when it's Pogim Meikara, it's going to be usur, well, what if it's now? That's the most extreme. But what if it's mashpiach ulbasov pogim? If it's mashpiach ulbasov pogim, it first enhances the food and then it ruins the food. Obviously, Rabbi Meir would be machmir and say it's usher, but would Rabbi Shimon also say that it's usher? Because he's generally more lenient. Maybe in that case, when it enhances the food, first he'll say it's usher. Or no, in both cases, they have a machlokas down the line. The Gemara answers teku. They're not sure. But now the Gemara wants to find a source for Rabbi Yochanan's idea that by Pogim Meikara there's a machlokas. How do we know that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon argue by Pogim Meikara? Ula was able to fend off then in his approach to say Pogim Meikara, everyone agrees. But if you want to say that they argue, you have to show us a proof text that they're arguing. So Amar of Amram, Efshar Isa Lahad Rabbi Yochanan Velo Tanya Lo B'mas Nisan, is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan has the Shita about Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, but he doesn't have a proof for it? So nefek dak v'yashkach titznan. He found the Mishnah in Orla. The Mishnah says as follows: So orshel chulin shenefel asocha isa v'yesh bo kedei lahachmitz v'chmitza. There was some yeast of chulin, so everything was mutter, and it fell into dough, so everything is good, and it has the ability to leaven the food, and it did. What happened? V'yachakach nefel soor shel truma. Oh, so shel kilia kerem. So now, afterwards, some more yeast fell into the dish, and this yeast happened to be either truma or kilayim, v'yesh bo kedei lahachmitz, and it also had enough to leaven the food. Says the Mishnah, usur. That whole dish now becomes usur. However, Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. Well, what are we talking about? This is isn't it potentially no sein tam lefgam, because the leaven that came after the first leaven, which was an usher leaven, but it was done already. The bread was, or the food was already leavened. It's pogim the food. Why should it be usher? It makes sense to be like Rabbi Shimon, to be mutter. Well, clearly we're talking about a case of nosin tam lefgam usher according to Rabbi Meir. But what type of pegima are we talking about? Says the Gemara v'ha'acha to pogim meikarahu. Not only that, this is a case of pogim meikara. In other words, from the outset, the moment that truma leaven fell into this dish, it ruined the food. It ruined the dish. And yet, Rabbi Meir still says that it's usher. So you see a proof that no sein tam lefgam, even by pogim meikara, is going to be usher according to Rabbi Meir. So the Amar Rav Zera says, no, that's not a good proof. Why is that not a good proof? There's a special din by bread as opposed to other foods. And by breads, we may say the Nosin Tam Lefgam is usur, even when Pogim Meikara. Why? Amar Rav Zera Shaini Isa, Hol V'ru'ya L'chamea B'kame Isa Sacheros. There's something unique about bread and when it mixes with yeast, that when you put, the more yeast you put in, it may potentially ruin the bread for that moment, but all that dough now turns into an agent for the yeast, and you can now split up that dough and put it into other breads and enable it to grow. So it may not be able to be edible for this particular dish, for this particular bread, but if you break it up and put it into other breads, it now actually is going to enhance the other bread. So the special din by bread, where we'll say pogim meikara, is no same time lifgam is going to be usher. But generally speaking, that's not a good proof. Generally speaking, it seems to be at this point that pogi meikara would be mutter, even according to Rabbi Meir, which goes against Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir. So we have to find another proof in order to satisfy or in order to prove Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of Rabbi Meir.